This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A federal judge's decision could ease pressure on Colorado schools, hospitals, and universities that rely on highly skilled workers from abroad. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
A federal judge has struck down a $100,000 fee on new H-1B visas, a Trump administration policy meant to limit foreign workers. The judge ruled the administration went too far. It called the fee an unauthorized tax. The University of Colorado system employs hundreds of H-1B visa holders in research and clinical roles. School districts across the state also depend on the visas to hire teachers in hard-to-fill jobs like math, science, and special education. The administration says it will appeal. Colorado was part of the lawsuit. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A new museum in Pueblo displays models of functional and fantastical machines designed by the famed 15th century artist Leonardo da Vinci. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Just off the historic Arkansas Riverwalk in a wing of the Pueblo Convention Center, there are all kinds of ingenious wooden devices, a library containing beautifully printed copies of da Vinci's notebooks, and more. Joe Arrigo leads the new Leonardo da Vinci Museum of North America.
Da Vinci did not separate art from other subjects. If he was working in architecture or botany, whatever his subject was, he was a polymath.
Arrigo says the museum's mission is to ignite curiosity, creativity, and exploration, especially for children. He says the nonprofit museum has raised about $2 million from donors and grants. But now Pueblo City Council is considering using about $1.8 million from its economic development funds for the project. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
More news at CPR.org.